You're listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast, episode number 67.
Strategies are awesome, but if we're relying on the strategy to fix us, quote unquote, we're constantly looking outside of ourselves. But when we realize that it's actually us within us, and then it's just a daily showing up. And then when we get that it's us, that is our own solution. Yeah, we can use strategies, we can use things, but they're tools that we get to use.
Welcome to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast, stories of vibrant women living happy lives. And now your host, Jen Ryday.
Hey there, my friends. Welcome back to Vibrant Happy Women. I'm Dr. Jen Ryday, women's happiness expert, and I am so glad you're here. So this week, Time Mastery for Women, my online time management course, is open for enrollment. This is essentially a collection of everything I've learned about managing my life and time so that I have time for myself and my passions and living my purpose, which is helping women like you to do the same thing and shift out of that place of burnout and to live in alignment and to find and live your purpose. So if you would like to learn more, simply go to timemasteryforwomen.com. Enrollment closes Friday, June 23rd, and it won't open again until the fall. So again, that's at timemasteryforwomen.com. On our last episode, I spoke with Sonda Bernstein and Wendy Rappaport all about their 40-year friendship. If you want to learn more about the art of friendship, then you need to listen to that episode. Today, I'll be talking with Kate O'Brien. She's a transformational leadership coach who lives in Bali. Isn't that so cool? And she tells her story of growing up in a toxic environment and completely changing her life and learning to exercise self-love and self-compassion. And it's an important message for all women because we all can work a little bit on loving ourselves more. So let's go ahead and dive into this episode. I'm talking with Kate O'Brien today, and she's a visionary and global voice for bold leadership, transformation, playing it big, and living from truth. Together with her husband, Hanar, they hold the space of Australasia's number one transformational leadership couple and produce the world's biggest personal development summit, collaborating annually with over 100 of the greatest thought leaders of our generation, Jack Canfield, Greg Braden, T. Harv Eker, Brendan Burchard, Marcy Shimoff, and more. I could go on and on, but they're great. Wow, that's impressive. Well, so Kate and her husband live in the coolest place ever, and that's in Bali with their two kids. So welcome to the show, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me, Jean.
Yeah, I'm excited you're here. And tell us your favorite quote, and then we'll talk about your low point.
Oh, it's my own quote. It's just this: one day we're going to be dead. The rest is a game. So we may as well just play it, enjoy it.
So how have you applied that one in your life?
Off and on is what I would say. You know, I think for me, that's an aspirational reminder because I get lost. I forget about it. I get significant about shit that doesn't matter. And then I remember, oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know,
and I'm constantly on a daily basis, like every other human being, popping in and out of that. But that there is just my reminder. In fact, I was lying in bed with my hubby last night and we were just like really going into a conversation around, we're just here lying in a bed looking at each other. Nothing else at the moment actually exists.
Right.
And that is life, you know, like right now you and I are talking.
Right.
I'm just here. But most, like 99.999% of my life, I'm in my head of, what happened 5 minutes ago, this interview, what am I going to do after the interview? And we just get so bloody significant with the whole lot. So yeah, a reminder that, you know, one day, I mean, who knows, 100 years time, maybe this whole planet's gone.
Right, right. Maybe we're all going to be dead.
We just don't know. And,
yeah,
you know, this 80 years, if touch wood, we get, you know, blessed with 80, 90 years. Like we really just like, this is just like a four-dimensional reality. We just get to play.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And do you find you're happier when you're living in the moment like that?
Oh, 100%. 100%. The biggest shift I'm making at the moment is the shift sort of from enduring to enjoying.
Yeah.
And, you know, my sort of like default makeup has been, I'll get it done. It's all up to me. I can make it work. And there's kind of like a real push survival sort of scent in that. Whereas now I'm sort of really looking at, well, what does it actually look like to not come from that space? And what does it look like to actually just enjoy the moments? Like, hey, I'm sitting here talking to Jen. This is fun.
Yeah, yeah,
and then,
this is.
you know, and then later on doing something else. That's fun. Like just really the enjoyment of things.
Yeah. Well, I have to talk a little bit about where you live, because everyone who read Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert knows she went to Bali, the third thing she did in the book. And you live there. So tell us where you were born and how you made your way to Bali, and also how you became this transformational leadership couple. I mean, that's all pretty huge and amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Given that we were the toxic couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, we both grew up in New Zealand, and we grew up just actually down the road from each other and never met until I was in my mid-20s or early 20s. And we had a similar upbringing in a lot of ways. So a lot of violence, a lot of alcoholism in our families. So a real setup in our early years to be a real reaction to people and reaction to life. I grew up with the conversation, I'll never let a man treat me like that. And guess what? He grew up with a mirroring story. I will never let a woman treat me like that again, because his mother. And so thankfully the universe works that we just banged into each other randomly one day. And
I love it.
Yeah. And it's funny because we've been so magnetic for each other, you know, and 10 years later, sorry, well, actually 14 years later, 10 years of marriage, we still are, but at least now in a healthy way. Whereas we've had so many years of having to really unpack our stories and not be such a train crash together. So, you know, our earlier life was really hard. I had anorexia. I had a drug addiction. I had depression. He had an eating disorder and depression. And, you know, it was around that time we actually met.
Wow.
So to individually grow and shift our stories and like constantly go to the depths and shift it, see what's there, shift it. Do that individually, but also in a couple has been one hell of a ride. And I'm really proud of what we've created. You know, now, oh, look, it's different. It's lifetimes away from where we were. But I think for me, it just goes to show like what's actually possible for humanity, what's possible for each of us. And sometimes we can easily write ourselves off. We can write each other off by what we're seeing showing up at the moment, not realizing that we've actually got a huge capacity for change and huge capacity for love and huge capacity to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Well, take us a little more into that nitty gritty of your real low points. And I know people are dying to know, how do you see what's there and shift it like you repeated? How do you do that?
Yeah, look, I made it sound so easy.
Right.
The reality is, I'm 35 now. My last low point was 22. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's taken all of that time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, often when people are doing so like work on themselves for 6 months and they say, I'm so frustrated, I'm not there. Yeah, you're joking me. Of course not. You know, this is like we're alive for 80 years for a reason.
Yeah.
Because we come here with lessons and it takes often all of that time to learn some of the core ones. So, you know, for me, the really, really getting to a point where it was like no deal was total rock bottom on the floor in my bedroom, unable to stand up, unable to walk, unable to speak. That night I thought I was going to die. And, you know, being faced with my own mortality, I really got present to like, what the hell am I doing? And, you know, it was interesting at that point, something else came through and it was like, wow, you really could do anything with your life. If you get through this night, you can do anything with your life. And that was like a little door, or that was actually quite a big door then. But I think that's the thing is sometimes also when people hear stories like that, they think, wow, well, I haven't had such a rock bottom, so I don't have anything to pull me out of whatever space I'm in. But I think the thing is we're getting little doors all the time. We're getting little openings, but we have to step through it. See, it took my courage to keep stepping through that door on a moment-to-moment basis for the following 5 years after that, to keep choosing something new. That gave me a window then, and sure, I took it up, but, you know, it's been on a daily basis. And I think the thing is, yeah, my life's extraordinary now. And also, I think my biggest thing I've learned is that it's okay to feel like a total human being while you're also being extraordinary.
Ooh, yeah. So do you have moments where you kind of feel like you regress, or you have mini rock bottoms and you pull yourself right back out of those as well?
Yes, but I wouldn't feel like I ever regress.
Oh, okay. You're just learning.
My experience isn't that. Yeah, my experience is like I'll just get stuck in something, or, you know, this week, what have I been facing? So really what I'm really going through at the moment is I'm really shifting what are the most core pillar of life is hard.
Okay.
Now, when I say that, like life is actually really easy and great. You know, we have We've got a full-time employee team of, we've got 9 team members. Like, life is really quite easy, but there's the sort of sense underneath that there's still like a push. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I have to kind of grab. And I've just been really noticing in the last couple of weeks, like, really where that's showing up. And up until a couple of weeks ago, I hadn't even seen these finer elements. And now that I've seen it, I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm like, ah. So when I said earlier, like, making the shift from enduring to enjoying, mm-hmm. I'm really starting to see it. And it's kind of like almost like the central pillar that's almost like held up my identity and held up my world, which I would call doing it hard. Mm-hmm. And I had to do that as a kid to survive. And I had to do that in the environment I grew up in. I'm taking that pillar out, but there's only 2 other pillars left, and I'm kind of feeling a little bit wobbly with it, right? So yeah. The parts of me that want to keep me safe kind of keep going and grabbing that pillar and putting it back in place.
Yeah.
So that's really my experience at the moment, is just on a moment-to-moment daily basis, just like, what would it be like to enjoy rather than push in this moment? And I also get, and this is what I want everyone to hear, is that when we go through changes, whether they're more surface level changes, which is what a lot of people do, or whether they're the really core identity level shifts, which is what I'm interested in doing with myself and facilitating in others, is that in that process, we also have to allow space for the wobbles of these changes and the just like the weirdness as like literally how we are and how we see the world is starting to alter. And I think what happens a lot of the time is during that wobbly, weird period, which is what I'm experiencing now, is that people will go back to what they know because this part feels unknown, this part feels then unsafe. And so let's go back to safety, even though it doesn't fully work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. So sorry, I'm just going to jump this one thing in. So that's why when I say, like, just being really okay with feeling human is, I think, the biggest part of it. So it means we can just ride out all of the feelings that come with being human while we just keep growing, expanding, and remembering to enjoy life.
Yeah, well, so obviously you've made a lot of growth and transformation. Tell us more about the practices you use in your daily life, maybe your routines, morning routine, or other things that help you to shift the most fluidly and easily. And, you know, 14 years is still a long time to make that amount of change in your life. So I'm impressed. Mm. And we'd love to hear kind of how you've done that.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to talk on 2 things. One on sort of like an environmental, easy sort of like basic level. Mm-hmm. And then I want to sort of just drop down a level. So on a basic level, here's the things that really support me. And they are ridiculously simple. It's things like water, uh-huh. rest, movement, and a bit of space. And okay. Those are the 4 things that if I'm dehydrated, lack of sleep, I've been congested because I've been around too many people, and I've been sitting in my office chair all day, I feel like bunged up, all constipated in my energy. And so, you know, like nothing like really great, creative and juicy can really flow from that. And often I can't then see stuff. And I think that's the same as all of us. And sometimes it's as simple as, all right, what do I need to do to put some basic things back in place?
Yeah.
So then on some things that we really do is, so once a month I go away for 4 nights on my own to a hotel, and I call it Kate's Cave. And it's, I just go and cave myself in for 4 days, and mm-hmm. I just choose some beautiful hotel, close the curtains, and I just really sleep and read and eat for 4 days, and I come back so charged from that. It's lovely.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's so good. And look, it's non-negotiable, totally non-negotiable.
How long have you been doing that?
For about a year or 2. But, you know, in the first year was probably a little bit ad hoc and a little bit negotiable. So something would come up with the kids and I would cancel it myself. Something would come up in the business and I'd cancel it myself. But, you know, in recent times, it's non-negotiable. It's like, if I care about my kids, I'll get myself out of here and fill my tank up. Mm-hmm. It's more like that now. So one of the other things we do on a regular basis is have conscious time away from each other within a couple, you know, in our relationship. So, for example, this week Hinati was away, and 2 nights ago we got back together, which was just wonderful. You know, I can see him fresh again. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, in that separation time, I get to appreciate him. I get to learn and grow on my own as a human being, which I think doesn't always happen as much if we're fully in each other's faces the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to grow as a separate human being. And when we come back together, we've got new growth, new eyes, some energy to infuse back into our relationship, which is why, you know, after 14 years of being together, we still have a freshness, which I think a lot of people missing because they're not putting certain things in place. So that's one of the things I find really helpful. But then on another level, just like day-to-day basis, really being able to just have, I would say, one, awareness for what I'm experiencing, mm-hmm. and two, compassion for what I'm experiencing. Mm. And what I mean by that is, let's say I'm triggered by something, or if I'm getting pissed off, you know, I've got a teenage daughter, this does happen at times, and she's awesome, but that's just what happens, hey, 14-year-old daughters and their mums.
I laugh because I have a 16-year-old son. I totally get it.
Yeah. And just to really understand and just be with for myself, whatever's coming up. So, you know, just recently we had, I think about a month, it was just really tender and she felt like an exposed nerve. Mm-hmm. And the first couple of weeks I felt like I could be really with it. And then week three, my nerve felt really exposed. Mm-hmm. And to be able to be with that and to be okay with that and also to have compassion for that, I think is something that I've come to. Because I think a lot of times in the world, we're trying to get rid of the things that don't feel good. Mm-hmm. And particularly in this whole personal development space as well. I've been through a lot of that myself as a coach for many years in the early years with coaching or with the stuff I put out on Facebook. You know, like getting to a point like, how can we make ourselves feel happy? How can we eliminate the anger? You know, that's really kind of the space that I was looking at years ago. Mm-hmm. And really now the space I'm more in is actually reminding people that it's okay to be human. Mm. It's okay to have all of these experiences, and it has absolutely zero reflection on how amazing you are or what you're up to in the world. And it has zero reflection on anything. And when we can be okay with that and when we can choose those moments, just the resistance drops and we can have compassion for ourselves and we can usually shift out of it way more faster, get the lessons that are showing up and divert our energy into other things rather than resistance. Mm-hmm. But I think what's happening in the world often is that we're trying to like get away from it. Like I'm angry at the moment. How do I eliminate it? What are the five steps to moving out of anger?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I kind of like it. It sounds liberating. I think you guys have gotten that message sooner. I mean, it's not quite in the US yet to a full extent, but it needs to come. Do you do meditation?
I would say not really. I like to think that I try at times, but not really.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you and Hinar, you're a magnetic couple. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. I remember the time that I first saw him, he stood out. Mm-hmm. You know, I just remember seeing him and he looked like he was three-dimensional to the rest of the environment. And it was interesting because he often tells a story. He said when he remembers when I turned around, it was like I was turning around in slow motion, a little bit cheesy, but he said it was like time kind of slowed down a little bit when I was turning around.
Wow.
And he said it just out of any woman, he said it, I really stood out. And I felt like that ever since, you know, 14 years later, he walks into the room and I still get a lovely feeling on the inside.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break for our sponsor and then we'll come back and talk about how you're living a vibrant and happy life today. Let's talk about the things that are exciting you in your life today, how you're living a vibrant and happy life.
Ooh. At the moment, actually just today, we decided just recently we're going to be putting on a huge big event in Bali. We did one last year. It was 5 days. And so we've just decided to put it on again. And as of right today, we're just about to announce after I get off this call about a scholarship, leadership scholarship. So we're giving away a huge big scholarship for people to come to Bali. And that's really fun. And I think what I like about the events that we're doing is that they're not your typical personal development events. They're not. People come and people have done all sorts of personal development. They've done personal development for years. They are self-proclaimed, I've done it all. And they say it's like nothing else that's out there. So when we're in a room with people, we will literally go wherever is needed to help people crack open the parts of themselves that they're holding back. So it could be anything from martial arts and boxing.
Great.
We had a lady last year in the event, her son had drowned a couple of years beforehand. And she had been just really holding it together ever since. Mm. There was only so much talking that she needed. Like my husband went off into the back room, grabbed some boxing gloves, brought them out and told her to put them on. And for 5 minutes, she beat him up. And don't worry, he's a martial artist. He knew how to avoid and not get hit in the head. But, you know, he just said to her, and he was goading her the whole time. So it was pretty emotional, actually.
Wow.
So from that to naked workshops, which I facilitate in the space. depending if women are, sometimes we can get so blocked, and the experience of actually getting naked around others in a safe space is both terrifying and liberating. And it is not about the clothes and it's not about the body. It's about everything else that you're stripping back. So, yeah, when I say we'll go anywhere, we'll go anywhere. And that excites me. It excites me, the potential there.
And if people want to learn more, where could they find you?
Yeah, social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I put out really big videos on a weekly basis. So definitely go to YouTube at Kate Marie. That's M-A-R-E-E O'Brien. And actually, the other thing I'm interested in is I've got coming up a series of mini films that are coming out. I think that's probably my favorite thing. So we've just filmed a video the other day called The Decisions We Make. And it's a hard-hitting little number, but it's got a really beautiful ending to it. So definitely recommend going over to my YouTube channel so you can catch up with the regular mini short films. They all have powerful messages.
Awesome. Great. Well, let's talk about a few of your favorite things. A favorite habit that has contributed to your success?
Connecting into myself. Yeah.
Okay. How do you do that?
Yeah, writing. So I think writing is definitely one of my big avenues. Sitting down with a really good cup of tea and writing.
Okay. And your favorite easy meal?
Smoothies.
Yeah.
Protein powder, makeup powder, chia seeds.
Okay. And then favorite kitchen gadget?
My blender.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Favorite book?
What is it called? Sorry, it's gone from my mind. Spiritual Partnership, Gary Zukav.
Okay. And the best advice you've ever received?
Be yourself.
Nice. You keep it really simple. It's so liberating and refreshing. Good. And then, well, let me remind our listeners, they can find links to everything you've talked about, including your book and the video you talked about, your social media, on our show notes page at jenriday.com/67. And then let's talk about your happiness formula and a challenge for our listeners before we say goodbye. So if you had to create a 3-to-5-part formula of things that maximize your happiness, what would that include?
Mm-hmm. Passion plus truth plus commitment.
Okay, good. What do you say to women who say, I want to live my purpose, but I don't know what my purpose is? What's your answer to that one?
Yeah. I think sometimes we're so caught up and we have to have this big highfalutin purpose. And we go from sitting here going, oh, I'm a mum, I'm sort of doing things that don't fulfill me, to I have to find the big thing that I'm here for. And just like in that, in essence, that literally can just close off our creativity. What I would say is go find the things that you enjoy doing and start also, drum roll, get into doing things that you enjoy doing. And right. If you are a mum, or, you know, sometimes we've so gotten used to putting everyone else first that you have to start with the basics, which is actually start doing shit you love. And if you can't, if you don't even know what you love, then that's the issue. Right. So start. Do things that feel good. Just start. And I think here's the thing is that, so for example, if you feel like, oh my gosh, I've always loved to go dancing, start going to dancing. Because here's the thing, when you're at dancing, you might meet someone that then opens a door that leads you to another door that leads you to another door. So it's just about getting back into life. And I think a lot of times people are in other people's lives, not their own. And that would be my recommendation.
Okay, that's great advice. And then a challenge for our listeners.
Yes. After this, press stop, close your computer or your phone, go and walk into your bathroom and look into the mirror. And when you're looking into the mirror, just notice what's in your head. Do you feel really comfortable and friendly with that beautiful person there? Or do you feel a bit awkward? Or do you feel a bit resistant? Or do you feel judgmental? Do you feel guilty? Whatever's there is showing your barometer. And my invitation, the invitation is this, is just whatever comes up, if it doesn't feel loving, is that is the place to go to bring the love.
Okay, perfect. That is great advice. How would, I guess I'm going to push you a little bit further.
You go.
How do they go to that place where it doesn't feel loving?
Over time. Totally over time.
Get a hotel for 4 days, right? Cave up. Go to Kate's Cave.
Can I share this quickly, Jen? Do we have time?
Yeah.
So for example, you know, like went over that really quickly. So like anorexia, it was so debilitating. To go from there to where I am today is just lifetimes apart. And it really has just been each day. There's no, yeah, we can find strategies and you can, you know, get coaching and training. And I do recommend all of that. But we also have to make that shift and realize that actually we are the solution. It's not the strategy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so strategies are awesome, but if we're relying on the strategy to fix us, quote unquote, we're constantly looking outside of ourselves. But when we realize that it's actually us within us, and then it's just a daily showing up. And then when we get that it's us, that is our own solution. Yeah, we can use strategies, we can use things, but they're tools that we get to use. It's a very different shift. And I feel like when we make that shift, we're okay with the overtimeness that it actually takes to make those shifts.
Okay. That's really empowering. Mm. I love it.
Mm.
Well, Kate, this has been amazing. I appreciate you being on the show. And I'll remind listeners that they can find everything we talked about at jenbriday.com/67. Any last thing you want to say before we say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. Just enjoy your journey and trust your journey. It's so freaking easy to look out and look at someone else that you either feel inspired by or in awe by and think that you've got to be more like them in some way. If they inspire you, realize that that inspiration is actually pointing to something that's within you lying dormant, ready to be expressed, but it's not theirs, it's actually yours. And when you really get that, then once again, you come back to yourself, you come back to owning your truth. And the only power that you'll ever find is actually when you connect back into you. The power is not on the outside.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been amazing.
Thanks, Jen. Lovely to meet you.
Take care. Thank you so much for joining us today. And don't forget, Time Mastery for Women, my online time management course, is open for enrollment. This is the perfect program for you if you feel like you've kind of lost yourself in mothering and life. If you feel like you're meeting everyone else's needs, but never quite finding time to meet your needs. Or perhaps you feel like there's something more you should be doing with your life, but you don't know how to make time for it. Time Mastery for Women is a collection of all the things I've learned about managing my life and time with 6 kids and a business and still finding time to take care of myself in the process. I know for a fact that every one of you listening has a purpose, something that only you can do on this earth. And it's so important that you find it. When you feel that dissatisfaction and those cravings for something more, that's your intuition telling you to go grab life by the horns and make that happen. You don't have to be at the mercy of everyone else's schedules and urgent requests. Sometimes you have to take a break and make time for what's truly important. And that's what Time Mastery for Women is all about. So I would love to see you there. You can go to timemasteryforwomen.com to learn more and to enroll. Be sure to come back next week when I talk with Danielle Laporte, author of 3 fantastic books, The Desire Map, The Firestarter Sessions, and White Hot Truth. She talks about really listening to your intuition and doing what feels right for you. So I will see you next week. And until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenriday.com.